PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehon.
Hello. If I was Stephen Fry and I was presenting QI, I would begin with good evening, 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 which is, of course, the way he began QI when he hosted the program. Well, anyway, welcome everyone to the program. It's very nice to have you with us for this, the 26th of March, 2017, here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. Very nice to have you with us on today's program. And it is Sunday, of course. Well, that's, of course, if you are listening to us through PCJ. If you are listening to us through one of our partner stations, it may not be Sunday, but many of you, I think, were wishing that it probably was Sunday because it means, well, you didn't have to go to work today. And if it is a day that you are working, a work day, well, too bad for you, but good for us. Even though the program is pre-recorded, it still is a Sunday in my mind. I wish Sunday, of course, was every day. You know, it's always good to be Sunday on an every day. Anyway, welcome to the program today. We have quite a few things that I want to talk about on today's show. So let's begin right away with Nancy Sinatra and Sugartown. How sweet it is.
I got some troubles, but they won't last. I'm gonna lay right down here in the grass, and pretty soon all my troubles will pass, 'cause I'm in Sugartown. I never had a dog that liked me some. Never had a friend or wanted one. So I just lay back and laugh at the sun, 'cause I'm in Sugartown. Yesterday it rained in Tennessee. I heard it also rained in Tallahassee. But not a drop fell on little old me, 'cause I was in Sugartown. If I had $1 million or ten, I'd give it to your world, and then you'd go away and let me spend my life in Sugartown.
Nancy Sinatra and Sugartown, beginning today's edition of Happy Station. Now, anybody that is a radio fanatic may have heard these stories, these strange stories, which have been around for decades, of people picking up, say, radio signals in their fillings and their teeth, or they live next to a high-power transmitter site, and appliances in their homes are talking and stuff like that. Of course, a lot of it is, well, kind of fishy, to say the least. But surprisingly, we had an experience like that in our studio on Monday. Now, I've been away most of the week filming a television series, or actually editing a few of the remainder episodes. And I wasn't around. But one of our engineers called us and said, "We have a bit of a problem, Keith." And I said, "Well, what's that?" He said, "Well, we're hearing some music in, we have one booth. It's actually not a studio. It's actually looks like a booth, a bit larger than an old style phone booth. And this is a booth that we use for pre-recording phone interviews, because you don't need a technician. You just go in and there's a small mixer and a phone connection." Anyway, he said that after they did some work, because we did a bit of a different layout in the newsroom, so they moved it to one side of the room in one corner. In the right corner, which faces, what does it face? Actually, nothing spectacular, let's say, even though there is a window. So they were doing all the work on the weekend, and the news crew came in on Monday, and they were doing some interviews, and they started hearing funny noises. They started hearing music. And it wasn't anything from inside PCJ. Well, I said, "Well, this is very odd," after he called me. And I said, "Well, just can you send me a recording of what it is?" And he hadn't heard it yet. He'd only got a phone call from somebody in the newsroom. So he went and checked it out. And sure enough, well, there wasn't music. The recording that he sent me through the phone, it was something else. It was people talking. Well, for some reason, that studio is picking up phone conversations. Now, we weren't sure if it was a landline, so the phone company was called in. They checked it out. They couldn't figure it out as well. And then one of the engineers from Chunghwa Telecom, which is the main phone company here, said, "Aha, I have an idea." Now, on our building is a mobile phone tower. And that mobile phone tower hasn't been there that long. Actually, no, that's not true. It's actually been there since the building was built, about 7 years ago. But for a long time, that mobile tower was silent. It wasn't being used by any of the mobile phone carriers. And then it started to be used again. So for some strange reason, and we don't know why, some of the equipment, we narrowed it down to the mixer, and some of the wiring was picking up noise and weird sounds from this mobile tower. Now, usually you would think people would say, "Well, check the grounding." Actually, everything was grounded. Everything was grounded. Yes, everything was grounded, and that shouldn't have been the problem. But then after they did a little bit of further investigation, they found that, well, the ground that was in the booth, okay, the wire goes into the wall and then goes down to the basement. And that's all it did. It just went down to the basement. It wasn't even grounded. So after they grounded it, they realized the problem went away. So, yeah, funny things can happen sometimes if you actually live in a building where there is a transmitter, or you live next to a medium wave transmitter or something like that. As for picking up radio signals with the fillings of your teeth, I don't know about that one. I do remember there was an episode of Gilligan's Island many years ago where Gilligan got knocked in the head by the skipper, and all of a sudden his head turned into a radio. It's actually quite a funny episode, but I mean, that's a little bit of a stretch, actually, of how it sounded. He would open his mouth, and it sounded like an actual speaker. It's not exactly like that, but it nevertheless is rather funny. Anyway, time for more music again. This is a singer who was with a band many years ago called Clannad. She then went on to have her own solo career. And one of her big hits, her early hits as a solo artist, was called Orinoco Flow. Yes, that was it. And the song is just, I don't know if there's any words to it. There are words for the life of me, I can't figure out when I listen to it, probably if I read the words, but it's sail away, sail away, sail away, and then you know it right away who I'm talking about. Anyway, here she is, Enya, not with Orinoco Flow, but with a song called Only Time. Enya, Only Time. Now, this past week, a couple of new programs have been uploaded to our Patreon page. And of course, as I said, or I have been saying in the past few weeks, those who become patrons by making a small amount of money available to us will have access to all the files. So if you become a patron at Patreon, you can listen to everything. And the show that we uploaded this week, there's a sample clip. But I'm going to play you a different sample clip right now to see if you know what show it is.
On this 18th of November, Happy Station celebrates its 45th anniversary. Your station of smiles across the miles. Yodelohidi!
Congratulations!
Happy Station 45!
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 station, happy station, happy station, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, happy station, 45, happy station, 45, happy station, 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 45.
Hello everyone, hello everywhere. Yes, and welcome to your Sunday family show of Smiles Across the Miles. Today on the 18th of November of this year, 1973. Welcome to all our listeners, welcome to the people in the control room, welcome to the people in the studio, because of course we cannot be here and celebrate our anniversary all alone. So among the people here in the studio are Happy Station Gene, and the Happy Station Secretary Helma, one of our well-known technicians of Radio Nederland, Bas van Arkel. And by the way, the technician on the panel today on the switchboard is Jaap van Laer. Welcome, folks, to the studio.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. We are going to celebrate today, and let's hope that we won't be celebrating in such a way that we cannot do the program anymore.
Well, of course, as you probably guessed it, it was an edition of Happy Station from November. Yes, November 18th. 1973, November 18th, 1973, for the 45th edition, a 45th anniversary edition of the Happy Station Show. Now, that was just, wow, that was only about like a minute and a half, almost 2 minute clip of the opening of that program. And the full program now is available at Patreon for those who are patrons. So, patreon.com/PCJ Radio. Now, the other programs that we have been uploading, there's, of course, some free samples. Last week, we uploaded the first program that we produced called From the Radio Netherlands Archives, and a very interesting documentary that was produced for the 50th anniversary of Radio Nederland, produced and presented by Pete Myers, called Radio Nederland at 50. The first two installments of that eight-part series are already there. So if you become a patron at Patreon, you can download all of those. Now, speaking of downloading, through our Facebook page, a number of people have been asking through our Facebook page, well, if I become a patron, can I just stream it, or can I actually download the file to listen to? Well, actually, you can do both. You can either stream it through the website, or you can actually download the file and then play it on whatever MP3 device you have. You can listen to it in your car, in the bath, while driving, while doing some exercise, or just waking up in the morning. So you have different ways to listen to it. And we actually had a very interesting one here from one of our longtime listeners. In fact, he was the first person to comment when Happy Station returned in February. My God, February 2. I forgot the date, didn't I? In 2009. February 2009. And we call him Savinda because his name, your name, Savinda. I remember you told me just call you Savinda because your name can be a little bit of a tongue twister, or as Tom Meyer would say, Dutch is the disease of the throat. And your name was also quite complicated like that. But he sent us a very nice message about the program that I just played a clip from. He said, "Great to hear the commemorative program, dear Keith. You made my day. I am taking a rest for a few days as I was operated yesterday for cataract and lens insertion. Hearing the Tom, you say? Hearing the Tom in such high spirits is quite jubilant, and I feel high myself." Well, thank you very much, Savinda. And thank you very much for your very nice comment. And that got me thinking. That got me thinking because I do know that the first show, Happy Station show we did, it was in February 2009. Or it may have been the end of February or the beginning of March. And I'm going to dig up that program in case you hadn't heard it. Or well, you heard it. I know, Savinda, you did. Because, in fact, you're on that show, Savinda. Yes, you are on that show. You may not remember, but you sent us an audio clip of you that actually that we used on that program. So let me try to find it, try to locate it. I know it's somewhere, but we will make it made available again. So anyway, time for music now, because we have been talking for almost 5 minutes. We're going to listen to Enrique Iglesias and Hero.
Let me be your hero. Would you dance if I asked you to dance? Would you run and never look back? Would you cry if you saw me crying? And would you save my soul tonight? Would you tremble if I touched your lips? Or would you laugh? Oh, please tell me this. Now would you die for the one you love? Hold me in your arms tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain. I will stand by you forever. The way. Would you swear that you'll always be mine? Or would you lie? Would you run and hide? Am I in too deep? Have I lost my mind? I don't care, you're here tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain. I will stand by you forever. You can take my breath away. My mind. Well, I don't care, you're here tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain. Oh, yeah. I will stand by. My breath away.
Enrique Iglesias, Hero. And while that was playing, I took the opportunity to check to see if we still had the first show in our computer system or if it had been moved somewhere else. And actually, it was still in the computer system. And you know what? Let's just listen to a couple of minutes of that very first returning Happy Station show, which, by the way, I just remembered as I was checking it, but there were two programs that went out that day. There was one at 1 hour UTC and then at 15 hours UTC, and both were very different. But let's listen to a clip just from the very first Happy Station show that returned after a short absence of not being on the air, March 12th, 2009.
This is Station PCJ of Philips Radio, broadcasting on 31 meters, our weekly Friday program, which only lasts for 60 minutes.
Estación de la Alegría, the Happy Station Show. Hello, everyone. Hello, everywhere. Welcome back to the Happy Station once again on the air. I know that's not much, but honestly, I couldn't think of anything exciting, or rather interesting, to say for a show that began back in 1927 and was canceled in 1995 and now almost 15 years later has come back. This time, I might add, as an independently produced show with no involvement from Radio Netherlands. So, welcome to the show, and it's nice to have you tuning in today, wherever you may be. At the moment, of course, we are only broadcasting to North and South America on 9955 kilohertz. We're also heard around the world on the WRMI website at www.wrmi.net. And there is a podcast version that will be uploaded on Facebook. That's right, the Happy Station is now in the 21st century, like a lot of other shows, and has its own Facebook page. So, how did this happen? Huh? That's a question that I have been getting asked. I have to admit, it's a little bit strange, actually, sometimes to hear your voice from 8 years ago now. It is mighty strange indeed. I had totally forgotten about that. You're probably saying, how can you forget something like that? Well, it's actually very simple. As you're probably aware, I am doing a television series right now. And it's just one of those things that just kind of, you know, slipped my memory. Just kind of slipped my memory. So you can say this is an unofficial kind of anniversary for me, which I totally forgot about. It doesn't matter because we have the big one coming up at the end of the year. Yes, the big one. You know what I mean. Not just for me hosting it is rather insignificant, okay? What's more important is the anniversary for this show itself. Now, speaking of that clip that we just played, now that we actually found it, that it's still in our system, we are going to be putting it at our Patreon page. For those who want to hear that, it should be there in a few days. And we will make those available because all new Happy Station shows, all new Happy Station shows are made available to everyone. The patrons, however, get all the special items. The special items, yes. And, excuse me, we will talk about that on next week's show because we've been talking about it a little bit too much. So, anyway, so I'm going to dedicate the next song to Savinda in India. Yes, Savinda, this is for you. And hopefully you're on the mend, as they say. And I'd like to dedicate this to you. It's yours truly, singing on a wonderful day like today.
On a wonderful day like today, I defy any cloud to appear in the sky. Dare any raindrop to pop in my eye. On a wonderful day like today, on a wonderful morning like this, when the sun is as big as a yellow balloon, even the sparrows are singing in tune. On a wonderful morning like this, on a morning like this, I could kiss everybody. I'm so full of love and goodwill. Let me say furthermore, I adore everybody. Do come and dine, the pleasure is mine, and I will pay the bill. May I take this occasion to say that the whole human race should go down on its knees, show that we're grateful for mornings like these, for the world's in a wonderful way, on a wonderful day like today. Like this, I could kiss everybody. I'm so full of love and goodwill. Let me say furthermore, I adore everybody. Do come and dine, the pleasure's gonna be mine. I'm gonna pay the bill, wee wee, ha ha. May I take this occasion to say that the whole human race should go down on its knees, show that we're grateful for mornings like these, for the world's in a wonderful way, on a wonderful day like today.
Hello,
hello,
here's the Happy Station Show, calling listeners everywhere,
everywhere.
It's your station of smiles across.
Hello, I'm Keith Perron, host of the Happy Station Show from PCJ Radio International, which next year will celebrate its 90th anniversary. Along with many new listeners that we have attracted over the last 7 years, there are also many of you that tune in who remember the Eddie Starts and Tom Meyer days.
Things are getting to be more improvised any minute. What was the name of this beautiful piece? Nobody knows. The trouble I've seen. Kiss it up.
Over the past few years, many of you have commented that you enjoy when we go into the archives and broadcast material that hasn't been heard in decades. With a number of people asking if the Happy Station Show and Radio Nederland archives will be made available. And guess what? Yes. That's right. Yes. The answer is yes.
Can you imagine When Happy Station was only 7 years old, you started
this. I would like to invite you to become a patron at Patreon. At Patreon, you will be able to hear the latest Happy Station show. And for those who are patrons, you will have full access to unedited Happy Station shows and Radio Netherlands content, both in sound and vision, from the past 89 years. All these sound recordings have been remastered from the original tapes and discs. And let's talk about films for a moment. That's right, Happy Station did produce some films. And we went back to this production studio and remastered them. Now just look at how the original 16mm print looked before. But after spending numerous hours going frame by frame, now look at it.
It was really only a hunch. I had an intuition that he had style enough.
Now, I know that many of you right now would like to see and hear these historical programs. Well, guess what? It's time for you to become a patron at Patreon. Those who become patrons at Patreon will be helping to support the digitization of all these tapes and films.
You cross your fingers, you hold your heart. It's curtain time and away we go. Another opening of another show.
And those who are patrons will also get rewards like rare music recordings, rare programs, books, and much more. Also, if we reach our goal of $200 a month, PCJ Radio International will produce special programs that will be broadcast on shortwave for you. So come on now, show your support today, become a patron at Patreon. For more information, visit www.patreon.com/PCJRadio.
Paramaribo, 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 Paramaribo. Thank you.
Chet Baker and Tangerine. Actually, that set was a little bit longer than I anticipated because as it was playing, I was actually ran off to the studio next to this one to quickly listen to that very first show because there were things about that I'd forgotten. A lot of special guests are on that show. The other thing I noticed, how terrible it actually sounds. Not the show itself, but I remember it all came back to me because I kept saying something is just not quite right. And then I remembered that we had recorded that not because we didn't have our own studios at the time. At the time, PCJ, when we did that show, did not exist. And we had to rent studio time from a local radio station here in Taiwan. And they gave us, they rented us a studio that had a very, very odd sound. A bit of an echo in the room. The other thing I noticed is that the program was not in stereo. It was actually mono. So we will make those two shows available. The first two that we did because they aired the same day. And then 2 weeks later was when we did the next one. Because those who have been following us from the beginning, you know how it all started. It was one show every 2 weeks. And then it became a weekly program again until we got our stuff organized. So we'll actually find the first two shows that we did and upload those as well because they're kind of interesting to listen to. I think my voice has changed a lot, you know. It has changed a lot. Anyway. Yes, become a patron at Patreon and you can hear that. Which is, of course, you don't have to be a patron, but you can hear all the other stuff, like the 45th anniversary show from Happy Station. Okay. Yes, talking on today's program, talking. Time for music again, because I have been doing a lot more talking than normal today. Let's listen to a song called Superman. And no, it's not about Superman. No, not about him at all. It's just called Superman, It's Not Easy, by a group called 5-4 Fighting here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International.
I can't stand to fly. I'm not that naive. I'm just out to find the better part of me. I'm more than a bird, I'm more than a plane, I'm more than some pretty face beside a train. And it's not easy to be me. Wish that I could cry, fall upon my knees, find a way to lie about a home I'll never see. It may sound absurd, but don't be naive. Even heroes have the right to bleed. I may be disturbed.
Kryptonite on this one-way street. Only a man. not easy to be me.
Superman, It's Not Easy, 5-4 Fighting. A nice song. Oddly enough, I don't remember when that originally came out, which I should. It was actually December 2001. And being somebody who likes to follow pop music, I'm surprised I don't remember it. Well, okay, I'll be honest with you. I do love pop music, but sometimes, well, you know what I mean, right? I think you know what I'm thinking, yeah? Anyway, that's it. That's all we have time for. Today we're going to end with one of the most popular television, film, studio, and performing orchestras in Europe. They're based in the Netherlands, and they have an absolutely fantastic history. They had some wonderful conductors and arrangers over the years. The orchestra is still going strong today. This is from a CD released in 2010 called 54. It's the Metropo Orchestra from the Netherlands, directed by Vince Mendoza, featuring John Scofield on guitar with Honest I Do. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Pell, wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara. Thank you.